prices have increased over 40%. Energy prices have increased over 20%. Wheat and gas prices have increased over 70%. What's going to be next? Do you see these trends reversing or even stabilizing? All fiat currencies have always failed and collapsed their economies on their way down. The Roman Empire, China, France, Argentina, Finland, Mexico, Russia, Zimbabwe all tried fiat currency and all collapsed into chaos. Meanwhile, the dollar has lost over 97% of its gold value since 1971, when an ounce of gold was valued at $35. If your assets are in paper, you are in danger. Protect your assets with gold and silver. Visit Discount Gold and Silver Trading at DGScoins.com. That's DGScoins.com or call 1-800-375-4188. That's 800-375-4188. Protect yourself and your family.
Like a battlefield.
There's a battle for the soul of America.
We can't let him tear the kingdom down.
This is no game. This is war.
Flesh and blood. It's between the bad and good. We can't stop until the trumpet sounds. This is war. Not a game we're playing. This is a war.
The only question is, which side will you be on? It's time now for a call to decision with Pastor Butch Paul.
Satan's armies come to kill. This is war.
Hello and welcome, my friends. This is Pastor Butch Paul. It is 8 December 2021. Welcome to tonight's program. We have got a very special guest tonight. We'll bring up in just a minute. That will be with us this coming Saturday. Also at 11:30 a.m., we'll start the live broadcast with our guest tonight, showing a product that you're going to know about, folks. This product could literally save your life, and I'm going to explain some of it to you in a minute on the air, on the radio. And then Saturday morning, 11:30 Eastern Time, you can join us and watch him show us in front of your face on your computer screen. You can join us Saturday morning, as always. If you go to PastorButch.com and click on live stream, we'll be there 11:30, starting the program. And if you listen on the phone, you can at 339-209-5013. 339-209-5013. And our phone system to call and ask questions, folks, we've updated the system again. Try to make it better and better. So if you have any questions, you can call us on the line, on the phone number to ask questions of our guests. It's going to be there Saturday, and just partake of the meeting. It's like you're there with us live. So be sure and join us Saturday morning, 11:30 a.m. Eastern, to visit our guest. And we'll tell you about that just more in a minute. Before we do that, tomorrow being Thursday, prayerfully be in the office all day tomorrow from 9 to 4 Eastern. Love to hear from you folks. I really would. We still got, as I told you, my newest book is here. We can ship them tomorrow. We still have the REM sleep. And by the way, I was blessed today. I got a few more bottles of the Tranquil. This is all of it. There's no more in stock. I got the last, I think, 12 bottles of it. And the prices are 3-for-1 while they last. Don't put it off, folks. We got the last batch of Tranquil that I know of that's ever going to come in. So it's available if you want it. Got to call tomorrow and get it while we still have it. 800-777-4403 or 304-846-4448. So please don't forget that. And also a special prayer request tonight. My little brother, he's a year and a half younger than me. His name is Richard. He's very, very sick. I just talked to him a while ago. He's got a temperature of 102. And I don't know what to say. He does have ivermectin. He's taking care of himself best he can. So my brother, Dick, a lot of people call him Richard. I call him Dick. That's where I grew up knowing him. Keep my brother in your prayers, please. He's the only brother I have in the last one, my family, you know, that's left between us. So only two of us. So pray for him if you don't mind. Now, our guest tonight is going to share something with you folks I'm excited to hear about. This is really brand new to me also, so I'm not even going to try to explain it to you. I'm going to let Norbert do that. And I want to bring Norbert up right now. Norbert, by the way, is calling from Munich, Germany. So it's like 2:00 in the morning over there. So, you know, he got up early to be with us their morning. Norbert, are you there?
Yes, Pastor Butch. I'm here. Welcome, thanks a lot for having me.
And by the way, how do you pronounce your last name? I want to get it right.
Heuser.
Heuser. Okay, yeah. Forgive me if I get it wrong, but Heuser, Norbert Heuser, folks, is going to share with you a product that he has been working with. Now, I've heard him mention a couple other broadcasts. I thought, I got to talk to this gentleman. I got to see what his product's all about. He was so generous and so excited about sharing it with us. Now, listen to what he's doing. He's flying from Europe to Clarksburg, West Virginia, Friday evening, to join us Saturday morning live on his own dime. That's how much he believes in what he's doing. And that has sold me almost 100% on what he's doing, because anyone that would do that has faith in what he has, and he wants to share it. So, Norbert, tonight I'm going to kind of just maybe ask a few questions now and again, but I want you to make yourself at home and act like this is your broadcast. You share with the people out there tonight what you're offering that can literally save their lives. And, folks, we'll take phone calls next half hour as always. Go ahead, Norbert.
Yes, good day to you and your listeners, and I appreciate you invited me to your show. Yes, of course, I believe in what I'm doing because I started to do this as I became very sick myself due to electromagnetic radiation. Electromagnetic radiation is the stuff, the technology we're using with our cell phones, smartphones, GPS, smart meters at the house, and a lot of course, the Wi-Fi stations and the transmitters now everywhere. So electromagnetic radiation, they call it, is all around us. And there is a natural electromagnetic radiation, which is on our planet, which is destructing, which is called geopathic zones. But that's a theme for another day. But we have electromagnetic radiation created by nature, and we have electromagnetic radiation created by mankind. And in the last years, it became to know that every third person is dying of cancer. That's no accident. When I was a child, and I'm 70 years old now, I'm not up for marketing stunts on what I'm doing. I'm doing this because it has to be done. Because I was affected negatively by a cell phone in 2008. And I said, well, there's something going bloody wrong here. Something has to change. And I looked around and I saw that there was no protection which worked. And people were even unaware of it. The basic problem is that we are, as mankind, screwing up this planet and ourselves. And on the Saturday show, I'll show you my gravestone I designed, which says, rest in peace, mankind is extinct because they believe the laws of nature were not valid for them. We believe we can do on this planet whatever we want, and there are no negative consequences which pay the price. We pay the price for it. And mankind has not learned to live with nature, but lately mankind lives against nature. We live against nature, and we think we're smarter than nature, and we think we can get away with it. God has given us...
And Norbert, we do that in many ways, including the so-called COVID vaccine. That's a crime against creation. We know that. So you're covering a lot of area already. Yes, we are destroying our own earth, and I think a lot of it's done intentionally also, but go ahead.
Yes, it's done intentionally. We're destroying our own world. Not only with the electromagnetic radiation, 8% of people listening now are drinking bad water. They think they have healthy water, but not. They drink bad water. And there are two ways to be deceived. There are two ways to be deceived. And one way is to believe the untruth, and the other is not to believe what is true. And this is how it works. When we look now here in Europe, the situation with vaccination is much more severe than even in the United States. You must imagine that the country of Austria is about to announce a mandate vaccination for everybody in the country within the next 2 or 3 months. And this is the test ground. This is a test ground, and if it pretty much works, it will be expanded into Germany and Switzerland. and from there to cover the world. So, but on Saturday, I think we go deeper into this. But basically, yes, there's a plan to, a satanic plan to mislead the people on this planet. And I'm saying in one of my, when I give workshops worldwide, seminars, which at the moment is a bit on a artificial break, I have about 40 themes I teach or I speak about. And one of these themes is called that the majority of the invention of the last 200 years is against this planet, against mankind, flowers, plants, and animals. The most of the invention of the last 200 years, and I substantiate this and I give examples, these typical inventions, which are all very sexy, very entertaining, very tempting, and we don't want to give them up. But the bottom line is we all pay a price. So I said earlier on, every third person is dying of cancer. 60 years ago, when I was a young man, people would just die in their sleep and they would wake up in the morning and they were 85, 82, 92, 95, whatever they were in age. But they just died naturally. And 60 years ago, cancer, maybe every 50th person, every 100th person would die of cancer, or Parkinson, or diabetes. These illnesses were pretty much unknown. People did not have those, what we call now, modern illnesses. The people are so sick nowadays that we take it as this is what life is all about. This is nature. So every third person is dying of cancer, and the amount of people who die of cancer will go further up and up and up and up and up. And for me, there's only one major reason. In the psychological world, we have forgotten that we are spiritual beings who have a job to do on this planet. We have an obligation. We have a call. Most of our people don't know what their call is and ignore it. They ignore the call. It's God giving a call. You have the work to help mankind and to help everybody on this planet as good as you can, of course, including your own family and children. But we have ignored that call. So people have turned away from the clear idea that we are spiritual beings. That's one thing in the spiritual world, which a lot of these things happening out there have made us forgotten or ignore. It's old-fashioned. It's not very popular. It's not very sexy. So we're not spiritual beings anymore. We forgot about it. We turned away from it. So in the physical universe, we're having two, three major issues. One issue is we're just killing our soil. We're depleting our soil. We are killing the basic living sources of our life. Look at the oceans. Look at the plastics, microplastics now in the ocean, not only in the ocean, in the air, in the rain, in the water. We're eating up the microplastics. So we spoiled the soil, we spoiled the ocean, we spoiled most of the food. It's not healthy anymore. Even if you buy health food store in the health food store, organic food, what is organic nowadays anymore? By law, you can put up 30% non-organic products in an organic declared food, and it's still declared organic. But how organic can you be on your farm if you use this terrible water we have using in this world, terrible water? If we have chemtrails and we have an air polluted and Monsanto stuff left and right, even on your organic farm, you are confronted with Monsanto products from left and right. So we have really, we are the most endangered species on this planet. We are the most endangered species, and we're doing it to ourselves. And sometimes I say in my seminars to wake up people, to try to wake them up, we deserve to vanish from this planet because we do everything systematically to destroy our lives. So water is a big issue. And then the electromagnetic radiation, which has never existed before. For me, the electromagnetic radiation is then the main reason in the physical universe why so many people have cancers and dementia. Look at dementia. Mm-hmm. When I was a kid, there was no dementia around.
And Norbert, is it a fair statement to say that we're bombarded by this all the time, 24/7, despite no matter where we are, this is hitting us all the time?
Yes, absolutely. And it accumulates. You see, now we have what they call the 4G and 5G frequencies. 4G was already bad and is a different kind of bad with the 5G, but 4G was bad and is still bad, is around, and 5G is terrible. 5G is the end of the world as we know it. If they tune it up all the way, they have not turned up the volume yet, they're just starting, it destroys mankind. It destroys your bone marrow. This is known. It creates cancer. It creates your destroys your DNA. Your cells have 1,000 times as much calcium as they should have, which makes the people just die and drop dead. This is all known. I mean, this is known.
I may ask one more question. This is so interesting. Does the COVID jab contain products that will link us up to the 5G, almost like a robot?
Yes. And that's the target. You see, this COVID thing is the biggest scam in the whole human existence ever.
Yes, the biggest
scam and the biggest misleading false flag operation. Now, what it is, when people are put into fear, they accept all kinds of stupid things they would not accept if they would not be in fear. Because operating out of fear means you accepting things and you cutting off your own brain and thinking what's going on. So first it was Mr. Fauci, you wear no mask, then you wear one mask, then you wear two masks, then you get a vaccination. Everybody thought, well, when we get a vaccination, we don't need a mask anymore. But now you need to have a vaccination and the mask. Then you have to have a second vaccination. Now they're already talking about the third vaccination, plus the booster vaccination. So we're getting into this real normal, like every day, like it's the base of our life. And I 3 years ago, I warned people in my seminars, because, you know, people like Bill Gates officially said in talk shows, in interviews, he officially said, we're going to vaccinate the world. We're going to reduce the population. We're going to vaccinate the world. I'm not inventing this. I'm just repeating what he said.
Yes.
And when
he said this,
I warned the people. I said, the man is serious. He's a psychopath. He's serious, and he's going to do that. So you may want to think twice. He's going to vaccinate the world. I must say, I saw it coming, and I announced it. I said, people, this is coming. However, I'm not that smart, and my mind is not as terribly bad, diabolic, as it came. So what came, and this intensity level it came, was completely unknown to me. I mean, I could have not imagined. If you had told me, Norbert, write up the script of a terrible movie, what terrible things can be done on this planet to the people, I would have not the idea to come up with those terrible plans. My mindset is not geared on being that negative. So he said it. He said it clearly. And he said repeatedly and recently again, and Fauci said, there's only the end of all this when everybody is vaccinated.
That's right.
Okay. So they put people into fear endlessly. I mean, you go on the news endlessly, endlessly, endlessly. And then they say, okay, and we have the solution. Well, they had the solution in the pocket before they started with this crap. And they prepared it for many, many, many years. That's not overnight. That's not new. They prepared it for many, many years. And the chemtrails, which are ignored by all politicians, I mean, have you seen ever in the talk shows or when the politicians were on stage for the elections that anybody of them would touch the subject of chemtrails?
No,
nobody
never,
did.
Never.
Nobody did. And the chemtrails were a preparation for the vaccination, which is going on now. In those
I want him to repeat that. This is big news. You said the chemtrails are a preparation for the vaccinations?
Yes.
Can you explain that? Explain that to us.
Sure. In the chemtrails were nanoparticles. and aluminum, which we inhaled. Now, nanoparticles are very, very small particles, okay? To give you an idea, nanoparticles, what is nano? People talk about it, but they don't know what it is. Let me clarify this a bit, give people a reality. If you take a yard, a meter, which is about a yard, a bit more than a yard, but let's talk about a yard to make it easy for the Americans, as you don't think in meters. So a meter is a bit 8% more than a yard. So let's talk about a yard. You take a yard and you cut it in 1 billion pieces. In one billion. That's the size of nano.
Wow.
Okay. I mean, it's out of our imagination. And if you take a meter in front of you, a yard, and you try to imagine now we're cutting this down in 1 billion pieces. That's so tiny, tiny, little small that people cannot even imagine the size. So that's the size of nano, okay? So nanoparticles. Now, the human being has a blood-brain barrier built in our mind and our brain. This blood-brain barrier is supposed to catch all particles, bad particles, that they don't enter your brain. That's, I mean, that's physics, this is medical, I'm not making this up, this is standard knowledge. There is a blood-brain barrier. Now, the nanoparticles can penetrate that blood-brain barrier like nothing. They just penetrate it, okay? They just get right into your brain. So by spreading these nanoparticles over, starting over the world, it's a preparation for the vaccination. Because at the end of the day, what we call a vaccination is not a vaccination. It is not a vaccination, okay? It's just a jab with a lot of questionable products. And in these vaccinations, which Bill Gates publicly announced, and I just picked it up 3 years ago when I gave my seminars, he said in his interviews, you can find it on YouTube, he said in his interviews, we're going to vaccinate the world, and in the vaccination is something he called a digital tattoo, a digital tattoo, which means on the level of nanotechnology, there will be things added to the vaccination, which has nothing to do with the official reason for the vaccination, which is dubious anyway. But once we have those digital tattoos in your body, we can control you as a being, physically and mentally. This is clear, guys. This is the bad news. This is what's going on. So they needed to put people into fear. And I said, I predicted by the millions, they will run voluntarily for the vaccinations. That's the first run. Once this is covered, they take a second run to motivate in question, in quote, to motivate, manipulate people who are a bit against it or not so much for it to get it done. And if you look out on the promotion outside in the world, celebrities, politicians, doctors who all say, yeah, you got to get vaccinated. And I hear radio and news when I travel in my car in America where they say vaccination is safe. It's easy and safe. And nobody takes a guarantee for it. I would stand up and say, dear Mr. Biden, you're the president. You are advocating the vaccination. Could you please stand in front of the camera and say, I personally guarantee any follow-up problems you may have when you vaccinate yourself, I personally guarantee you that if something goes wrong, I stand for it. Nobody ever took the stand and the statement. And you know the Lloyd insurance company in England, Lloyd's, insure everything. The size of your breast woman and the fingers of your hand of a piano player, they insure everything. But they don't insure one thing, the consequences of Wi-Fi. Lloyd's will not insure it. And they know what they're doing.
Well, as they know, Norbert, is this, being a pastor, I look at things, of course, as best I understand it from the scriptures. Is this not leading up basically to the control of the beast system in our bodies and minds?
Of course. Of course. That's the ultimate target. So, again, summary, you have to put people into fear to get them accepted the vaccination. It's not about the COVID, which is more or less a very intense cold, influenza. Jeff Rentz, on the other day on the show, said this quote, 2 years ago, before COVID, we had 50 million registered influenza cases in the United States. Means the cases, not deaf people, but registered. Whatever amount then of these people died.
Right.
50 million registered cases. Last year, there were 2,000. So everything which would be normally this year, if we wouldn't call it COVID, we would say, okay, these influenza cases. Yes, it's an intense influenza, no question. But in like everything, like these kind of things, you go through this for about 2 weeks and you're done and over with it. But now they're putting people into fear, so people run for the vaccinations, and mandatory vaccinations are maybe coming up, and Biden and his people behind him. Biden, to my opinion, I'm German, I don't want to say something negative about your president. It's my president. I live in this country. I pay taxes. My family, my children, grandchildren are all American. I live here and in America, and I'm an American because I live here and I work here. So it doesn't matter where I was born. So these people are psychopaths, okay? These people behind all this agenda, Biden is not behind the agenda. He's too stupid to be. The guy has apparently Alzheimer's, in my definition. You know, he's Alzheimer's. He's a poor case. It's a poor guy. I don't know if he will survive physically, mentally, the next 3 years. Most likely not. He's a poor guy, but he has nothing to say. He doesn't make any decision. Not any decision. Maybe what he eats or what the shirt color is, but that's it. But here we're talking about psychopaths, because people ask me, you cannot tell me that these people do this by intention. Of course they do. But and I give them the definition of a psychopath. We use the word, but a lot of people don't know the definition. Now, a psychopath, by nature, are people who suffer from chronic mental disorder with abnormal or violent social behavior. Again, psychopaths are people who suffer from a chronic mental disorder with abnormal or violent social behavior. And I extend this by saying people who have no real love, no compassion, no empathy, they don't understand themselves that we are spiritual beings and we have to act responsible. Everyone has a call. Some know their call, some hear it, some ignore it. They have no ethics whatsoever. They don't want to find good solutions for the greater good of the healthy.
All right, brother, hang on through this. We have to take a break. Okay, folks, take the break. Phone call next half hour, and I'm sure we're going to have some questions. I know I do. 844-769-2944.
Satan's army roams the land, seeking souls of fallen men.
5 years ago, I had such chronic back pain that at one point I bought 3 mattresses within an 18-month period, hoping to relieve my lower back pain. I was only 40, and I hiked daily along with eating a fairly healthy diet. I was not overweight and didn't really have a reason for my back pain. As soon as I started using 3 sprays of Synergy One each morning, the pain immediately went away, and I've never had it again. I also use Synergy One before bed for a better night's sleep. Whenever my mom has back pain, I remind her to use Synergy One. Sure enough, she's all better after using it. I've probably given over 10 bottles away to friends with back pain. I take it when I travel and never miss a day.
Raising growth hormone levels to a more youthful level consistently results in deeper sleep, better energy and mood, fat loss, and the elimination of pain through the repair of injuries. Synergy One is guaranteed to improve the health of your body or your money back. Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit synergisticuniverse.com.
Hello, folks. Pastor Butch here to tell you about our newest sponsor, a store food company that truly surpasses all the others for quality and flavor. Numana Storable Foods, the only storable food manufacturer that has all their foods grown in the USA. They are GMO-free, have no artificial sweeteners, no high fructose corn syrup, no MSGs, no chemical preservatives, and no soy. They are simply the best storable foods available for all the right reasons. Go to Numana.com, or call 888-597-0775 and mention code Pastor Butch and get 10% off your merchandise. Again, newmanna.com or call 888-597-0775. Mention code Pastor Butch for a 10% discount.
Are you paying an arm and a leg for a healthy alternative lifestyle? Are you tired of products not meeting your expectations? Is it becoming harder for you to have faith in restoring your body to the temple it began as? I know your struggle is real, and I'd be honored to help you and those you care about feel better and thrive. With organic ingredients and no fillers made right here in our own country, many of which are wild-crafted right here in the mountains of Montana, we at Superior Mountain Herbs are blessed to be able to get you the best herbal products with no hassles or misleading information. Truth and transparency is what you get with us. For a free list of products available to hear this month's special as well, please call Summer at 406-274-7579 or email me at green with an E at the end, assistantsummer@gmail.com. That's green with an E at the end, assistantsummer@gmail.com.
Since the beginning of the United States, kings have sought it, nations have fought for it. It has been traded, borrowed, purchased, and stolen. There is a reason for it. To secure the blessings of liberty to ourselves and our posterity, invest with the security of gold and silver. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading at 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188. Listen to Financial Survival with your host, Melody Cederstrom, on Shortwave Radio. Visit DiscountGoldAndSilverTrading.net or call 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188. For the very best in gold and silver trading, call toll-free 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188. Call now.
This is war, not a game we're playing. This is a war.
Folks, you see now, while we pick the theme song, This Is War, this is literally war. We're at World War III. We're at the final war for the control of mankind. Now, you can scoff, you can mock, you can laugh, you can ridicule, whatever you want to do. We know this is prophesied. The beast system will have dominion over every kindred, tongue, and nation. That's what it says, folks. That's what it says. And this we're seeing right now. And I think Norbert has done a great job tying together the chemtrails, which are new, has something to do with connecting man to machine, with all the aluminum and barium in the chemtrails. Now we know that the shots also link this up to that. We're seeing the jabs are part of the plan. Folks are leading to the Mark the Beast. As I said at least 100 times, that wearing the mask is a sign of submission out of fear, which is a type of the mark of the beast. You'll obey because you're scared. Because some man said you should. If you don't, you won't be able to enter in the store. If you don't get a vaccine, you'll be able to enter in the store and go to the restaurants and the movie theaters. You say it can't happen. Folks, sorry, it happened in Austria. It's happened in Australia. It's happening in Germany. It's going to happen here if people don't rise up and stop it. And I don't see that happening. I see some kickback, but not nearly enough yet. The plans of the beast and his minions are coming in full power, no full throttle, no backup, no slow up, and it's up to you to decide what you're going to do about it. And tonight we're talking about a product. We're going to talk about more of this coming Saturday at 11:30 a.m. Eastern. You'll watch him demonstrate it live, Protect Pro, and what it can do for us to protect us from the what's around us all the time, even to the point of destroying the effects of the COVID jab. And I'm serious. Norbert, you go right ahead. Folks, if you don't have any questions, you call and talk to us at 844-769-2944. Go ahead, Norbert.
Well, so I tried to explain the basics. What are we talking about here? Now, how does it work in the practical world? You get a vaccination, and they're talking about the second vaccination, and now they're talking about booster shots. What is happening, and I'm not making this up. I'm not smart enough to make that up. There is a woman called Carol Kingston, which I have on my website. I have an interview she gave, actually 2-3 interviews, And you can watch this interview on the website. Carol Kingston was a former Pfizer employee from the Pfizer company who makes one of these vaccinations. And she was asked, is graphene oxide in the vaccination? And she says 100%. And she says it's a bioweapon. It's not a vaccination, it's a bioweapon. So what happens here? Once you're vaccinated, and especially in those booster shots, they add on these products. These products are not in their patents, because these are poisons. And again, Bill Gates says there is a company's secrets in the vaccinations. So they declare what's officially in it, and when they have a patent, they have to declare what it is. But they can add things to their liking without declaring them. So graphene oxide is a poison. So they put it in your body with the vaccination. You don't know that. And now comes the kicker. While we had our first big lockdown in April 2020, they rolled out the 5G towers everywhere, which is not completely done yet. They keep rolling them out. These transmitters, these towers, which transfer those 5G Wi-Fi frequencies around the planet. Now, when you have the graphene oxide in your body, with the 5G technology, they can enter your body, and the graphene oxide in your body works as a conductor. Now, everybody who got vaccinated, the vaccination have a serial number, like a barcode. They know your name, your address, your birthday, and the physical data of your body, the DNA. They have that information collected. Now, I work with my technology against what they do in quantum physics, and they work in quantum physics. We will perhaps on Saturday explain what quantum physics is real quick. So in this technology of quantum physics, the 5G frequencies can enter your body. From a computer, I can say, give me all people above 70 which were vaccinated. Because Bill Gates says clearly, people 70 and older, they cost us money. Health problems, they don't produce. Why do we need them on the planet? You know, they're a burden. We don't need those people. This is what Bill Gates says. So the computers with them, they have, and they need 5G to operate this thing, because 5G has the space and the technical capacity to collect all this data. Now, you must imagine, people think 5G is new. That's a new technology. No, it's not. It has been around since the 1960s, being used by the armies as a weapon. The armies were using 5G technology as a weapon since the 60s. And whatever happens on this planet, the armies have that first, because they get all the money from the government they want. They develop technologies. And once the technologies are developed, eventually they end up in the commercial world, where the businesses, the industry, makes money by commercializing the technology, which happened with 4G and 5G and with cell phones, with Wi-Fi, with tablets. This has all been used by the army before. If you remember what we call GPS nowadays, that was used by the army first. They worked with GPS for years before.
That's right.
Nowadays,
that's right.
The
it
GPS
is.
And your cheapest cell phone, you have GPS now, right?
Yep.
And is it practical? Yes, it is. Is it dangerous? Yes, it is. It's electromagnetic radiation. So once they have your data, they can decide on their computers, give me all people which are black, give me all people which are white, give me all people above 70, above 75, above 72, give me all people who have vaccinated who live in Georgia, give me all whatever. They can, by criteria they decide, print out, so to speak, the list of these people under this criteria. And then they can decide with the computer, will you die? Will you develop cancer, dementia? Will you be sexually over the edge? Will you commit suicide? With the push of the button, they can decide that. Now, to reduce the population of the planet, if you would do it by bullets, that would be very bloody, and you have to clean up the mess on the floor and to bury those people. But now these people are dying on their suicide mission. All these people who are vaccinated, to my opinion, are started a suicide cycle. And, of course, at the end of the day, if they die, they will bury themselves. We don't need to take care of that. They just died. It's not our fault. They just died. And nobody knows exactly why, and nobody wants to know. And at the moment, lots of people are dying as a consequence of vaccination. Lots of people have health problems. But these figures...
As a matter of fact, I was reading today, Norby, that if you check with the local, undertakers, funeral homes, and other places, they'll tell you that the death rate's up about 25% in most places.
Yes. And of course,
not
they
from
say...
COVID. Not from COVID.
No. The other day, Colin Powell died, right? You remember Colin
mm-hmm.
Powell. I was driving in the car, and the news started kicking off. Today, ladies and gentlemen, Colin Powell died at the age of 84 due to COVID-19. That was the opening sentence. Two sentences later, and he had blood cancer for several years.
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
So everybody who has something dies of COVID-19. They manipulate the figures to make people into fear. And at the same time, that's our problem. I've been asked, how can we stop it? Well, you have to stop it by standing together, by taking your position and saying clearly no. That takes a lot of guts because they're squeezing the people, putting them back to the wall. We're at the end of the line. You're losing your job if you don't agree. And that's what it's all about, to blackmail people so they agree with the agenda. So how can we stop it? We have to stick together. We have to believe, to pray, and to work hard. And we have to, unfortunately, I said the other day, well, not unfortunately I said it, but my unfortunate statement is, most likely people only will wake up if a few million people die as the consequence of the vaccination, and this is known and not hidden. If it's known... Last week, 450,000 people died of the consequences of vaccination. Then the people may wake up. And if they see left and right, my friends, my family members are dying shortly after the vaccination, maybe then people wake up. Maybe it takes 10 million dead people because of the vaccination to wake up and make that change. It's a very unfortunate statement I'm making here, but I believe, unfortunately, it may be true.
I just hope they wake up even after that. I don't know that they'll wake up even when that happens. I hope they do, but I don't know that they will. I want to take a couple phone calls in a minute, but I want you also to get to the product we're going to be discussing Saturday.
Yeah.
And tell
so,
us a bit
yes.
how that works. But let's take a phone call very quickly from Massachusetts. Let's talk to Dave. Dave, come on in. Welcome.
Well, I just talked to you a few hours ago.
The thing that really
needs to work is people need to stop, looking at what I call Satan's soapbox, which is television, and I extend that to include most social media.
Oh yeah, that's the main perpetrator of the fear. You know that.
Yeah.
That's how they spread the fear. Go ahead.
Yeah. I was going to say, I heard. I'm not sure which show it was on, but. Someone said, I talked to an Amish farmer, and I asked, so do you have problems with COVID? And they said, no, we don't have television.
There you go.
So
yes.
Yeah.
It does. It does. I mean, that's the news media all over the world, not just here, has played right in with the rest of them to get people afraid. They're scared to death to go out and visit family. As a matter of fact, 3 out of 5 families in the U.S. this year ask your non-vaccinated family not to come to the gatherings. That's how bad it is. That's how bad it is.
Oh, I've experienced that myself.
That's so sad.
So
anything
wait,
else, Dave? Yeah. Go ahead. Go ahead.
No. I'll open the phones to whoever else would like to talk.
Thank you. Thank you, Dave. Go ahead, Norbert. What do you want to say?
So, Dave, the problem is, in this world, they're building two parties, two people fighting against each other. They're building up frontiers between the so-called vaccinated and non-vaccinated, and the vaccinated treat the non-vaccinated as enemies, as traitors. That's how far they take it. So they get their vaccinated people on their side to push, to manipulate, and to blackmail non-vaccinated people. So they have their soldiers out there. So what I did over the years, I started with developing a product to protect you from electromagnetic radiation when you make a phone call. Every time you make a cell phone call, you're harming your body. This is proven. I'm not making this up. This is clear. This is proven. So I worked for 10 years, over 10 years on developing this product, which you just put in your cell phone for $99, and the cell phone is not harmful anymore. All right. I explain on my website how I do this and details perhaps on Saturday. Now, then I saw that the Wi-Fis were coming everywhere, which are very harmful to the human body. So I designed then a product on the same technology, all based on quantum physics, that I designed a product which protects your house or your person when you leave the house, that all these negative frequencies have no more harm to your human body. You can still use the Wi-Fi, but the part in the Wi-Fi which harms your body, which we call nullify, we nullify these effects so it cannot harm you anymore. Now, when COVID came up, I designed a product called SD1, which you can wear around your neck as a necklace or wear in your pocket. It doesn't matter. It handles products out there and illnesses which refer to human body. Now, when I say these things, it sounds like a salesman's talk. Well, I never designed my work to be a salesman or to sell products. I only designed these to protect myself and my family, and then I took the obligation to help mankind. And all my products were scientifically tested by an institute in Austria called BESA. They scientifically tested my product to find out the claims I'm having, are they true or not true? And they certified all my products over more than 1,500 pages, which are basically on my website, and people can read and study it. So,
and Norbert, did I hear you say that you have a product you wear around your neck that protect people from COVID?
Yes.
Did I hear that?
So, yeah. So when I did the COVID, what I call the COVID thing, I knew that I'm not claiming that it does that. I cannot make a medical claim legally. But the BESA Institute in Austria, they say it does it. It covers you from these illnesses, which we don't want. But that was not enough then, because what came up new were the vaccinations. So as we speak, I'm in Europe on a mission. We just had Saturday, 2 days ago. We had a private meeting in Italy. Behind closed doors, 25 invited people were witnessing that the BESA Institute, in front of our eyes, took a man who was vaccinated and who believed in it, and his wife, who's a doctor, and his daughter, who studies medicine, they all believed in it. So they took this man in front, on stage, in front of the people with their technology, and they proved to him that the vaccination had a few poisoning ingredients. Of one of them is graphene oxide. They proved it to the person. When they proved it to the person, they took our SD1. It's a small little round disc, which I wear always on, when you see me on talk shows, around my neck, and everybody I know and who bought them. Then they took this SD1 and put it up to the person's body. And then they ran a second after test. And the second after test showed that the SD1 nullified all these negative information from those dangerous products. So in other words, the person, to the definition of BESA, has no more negative impact of the vaccination now.
Wow.
This technology does not bother any positive effect. If there's a positive effect, the technology does not touch it. But when there's a negative effect, the body does touch it.
And I know we'll cover this more. We're running out of time so fast here. We'll cover this more. What is the cost of this this protection around your neck?
$295.
Wow, $295,
and it's guaranteed for 10 years. And there is a major issue to that, to my technology, which may be very unique on this planet. I'm not sure. Maybe. Now, let's say, to give you a practical example, you have this thing around your neck, and this thing is what we call a quantum physics computer. People really would have to change their thinking what a computer is in quantum physics. The whole world is based on quantum physics, this universe, on frequencies. The whole world is based on frequencies. So when you wear this thing, and let's say tomorrow they come up with a new poison called XYZ, and they add XYZ to the poisoning, to the vaccination, because you heard about the booster shots, right? Why do they need booster shots? If their technology would work with the first, what they call vaccination, which is no vaccination, the problem should be handled, right?
Right.
No, but we need a second. And now they're talking about a third shot. And then they talk about the booster shots. Now, what Carol Kingston from the Pfizer, former Pfizer company where she worked for, said, in these vaccinations, they're going to add more and more substances and intensity levels. They want – it's the biggest test ever done to human beings. And they want to find out how far can we go and how high can we pump up that, let me call it, poison in the body till the people fall over left and right, and how far can we go till we can then coordinate the illnesses. They can dictate whether that poison in your body enters your brain or your heart or your liver or your prostate. They can program this. This is unbelievable, but this fact.
So your product will nullify those also?
Once we know what they newly add to the vaccination, I can reprogram the SD1. So everybody who has the SD1 around the planet, within 3 days, we updated the product. So they come out with XYZ. We need about a week to analyze it. And we need 3 days to update the program. We don't need to have your product in our house. We don't need to know where you are. What they do on the negative side, in quantum physics, we can contact our product, every product which has been sold around the planet. And within 3 days, that product has the upgrade free of charge.
Well, we are running out of time so fast. Another quick phone call from Wisconsin. Dino, come on in. Got about 30 seconds, sir. Come on in.
That's a good topic. Sir, where are you located? What is your name?
My name is Norbert. I'm a German entrepreneur. I'm 70 years old. I've been around the block. I'm not here for marketing stunts. My job is to help mankind and to prevent the satanic attacks on mankind, which are happening now, a big intense. I have a website.
But I'm saying, what country are you calling from?
I'm now, as we speak, in the Munich Airport, Germany, as I'm leaving tomorrow for the United States to visit Pastor Butch this weekend, Saturday. I'm on his show. But I'm based...
Well, good for you.
He's not afraid to get there and share it.
My company is based in Germany. All my products are made in Germany. My designs are made in Germany. However, I live personally with my family in Florida. I moved to Florida 20 years ago, but my company, my headquarters, my designs, my production, everything is in Germany and will stay in Germany.
Dino, I got to jump. Go ahead, Dino, very, very quickly. Go ahead.
Yeah, read Psalm 94, verses 16 and 20, and Isaiah 59, chapter 5. The World Wide Web is not of God, we know. And also, I'll let you go. If you use your cell phone too much by your skull, it does cause brain cancer. Keep up the good work, friend.
Yes,
thanks a lot.
Thank you. Thank you. Mick, and Mick, come on. You got about 30 seconds. Got to hurry. Come on, Mick.
Okay, let's go over. This is back in Psalm 23, like I've been talking. Now, this guy, he's talking about his fallen angel technology.
Yes, it is.
And, you know, in computers and whatnot. But they want to try to complete the chimera, man into a chimera like they did a long time ago. But it ain't going to happen this time. It's going to backfire on them.
Well, just like it was in days of Noah, we know that. Yep.
Remember what happened in Germany when they said that the Nazis tried to kill the Jews? It's really the other way around. Who was getting killed? Germans.
Well, I just know that this technology is coming from Satan. We know that. Mick, I got to go, but thanks for the call. We're in our time. We're down about the last 3 minutes or 2.5 minutes here, Norbert. What do you want to say in closing? Of course, folks, join us Saturday morning at 11:30 a.m. Eastern. Please, go ahead, Norbert.
How much time are we going to have Saturday?
About 2 minutes.
No, how much time Saturday?
Oh, we have we'll go for at least 2 hours.
Okay. I will explain to you guys more, like the gentleman before just said a sentence, which I would like to explain better on Saturday. Like you said, if you make a phone call a few minutes on your cell phone, it harms you. It harms you much earlier and faster than you think and much more than you think. But I will explain this on Saturday, why this is the case, okay? Cell phone harms you. Every Wi-Fi harms the human body. This is safe. This is sure. This is proven. But, and I will explain you why nobody takes responsibility and why they allow to let that happen. Nobody controls the Wi-Fi industry. Nobody controls them. They do what they want, and I explain to you Saturday how that happens. And I'm very open to all questions you may have, and I can tell you that when I give workshops, seminars, they take an entire day. I need an entire day to explain to people from A to Z what's going on, give them examples, make tests on their bodies where people can experience what I'm talking about so they don't need to believe me. Well, bottom line is my job is to help to protect the immediate health of people. So when you are a spiritual being and you cannot pay your electricity bill, there is not much room for being a spiritual being. When you're a spiritual being and you are fighting with your body for illnesses and diseases, there is no much space to discover yourself and to develop a higher spiritual awareness. You must be free of the threads of the society and of health or having not enough money for food in order to have free space to be a spiritual being and live as a spiritual being.
All right, Norbert. God bless you, my friend. I will see you Saturday morning. You have a safe trip over, okay?
Thanks a million, guys. Thanks for having me. I appreciate it very much.
All right, I'll see you Saturday morning. Folks, see you Saturday morning. Don't miss this, whatever you do. You join us Saturday, okay? See you there. Good night. See you in Oxmoor, by the way. Good night.
Satan's army roams the land, seeking souls of fallen men.
Melody Cederstrom and CSE Talk Radio team up as Common Sense Voices of Integrity. I personally endorse Melody Cederstrom to be your trusted go-to expert for all your precious metal needs. Experts agree a financial crisis and even collapse is inevitable. Given our government's lack of economic leadership and self-interests of those in power, it's no longer a question of if you should purchase gold and silver, but if you will purchase gold and silver before it's too late. Melody encourages you to tune in each weekday morning. Visit CSE talkradio.com. We both agree truth and education are the two significant factors in both our missions. There is a wealth of misinformation out there. Let Melody and Beth Ann help you sort through the chaos and bring you home to the truths that will ensure that you and your family are protected. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading 1-800-375-4188 or online at dgscoins.com. Melody and Beth Ann are strong forces together working to preserve liberty and bring America home.